America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Use some caution. There is a disabled vehicle at I-10 East coming from the ramp of 295. That's exit 356. As for the weather, not bad today. Looking for a partly sunny skies today. Highs about 76. A little bit of rain, huh? 100% chance. Breezy tonight. Low of 51 for tomorrow. Mostly sunny. High of 58. Currently 66 degrees right here at AM 600 WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear. Bridges we burn. We make mistakes. Then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And we are not only on the air, we're on Facebook Live. I'm so excited about that. People are watching this broadcast as we are recording. And for those of you who have been listening to my show for the last 7.5 years, since 2011, or you just stumbled upon the show yesterday, welcome back. But if this is the first time that you have stumbled upon the show, whether you're on Facebook Live and someone shared it and they said, hey, you need to come on, then just know I've been waiting for you. This is a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to learn this new truth and live the life of your dreams. And so today, if we're going to be giving a book away, and I'm just going to say it right off the bat, I'm going to do the 10th caller or texter. And for those of you who are on Facebook Live, I want to encourage you to send me a private message, because then everybody's going to wait for the 10th caller or texter. Send me a private message on Messenger at Lillian's Radio Show. The book is by Amy Medling, and it's called Healing PCOS. It's a 21-day plan for reclaiming your health and life with polycystic ovary syndrome. And so I've always said polycystic ovarian syndrome. So this Aryan, it kind of's got my brain all, because I was diagnosed with this a long, long time ago. How many of you have heard of PCOS or PCOS? Or there's so many different ways that people say it, but there is one thing that I want to nail today, is that whenever we go through something, anything, chances are that if we look at that experience, we look back with gratitude, or we look back, or maybe even while you're going through the experience, you will discover that there is or was a purpose. And so there's no difference in any scenario, you name it, how horrible it is. And I can say there is a purpose, because all things work out for the greater good. You've got to believe that. And when you do, you look at life in a different way. So with that in mind, certified health coach Amy Medling is the founder of PCOS Diva and the author of Healing PCOS. And of course, I just said the book, which we're giving away, the 10th caller or texter. And she found herself in this journey. What journey that I was told that I had too, but I was told that no big deal. It's just your ovaries produce a lot of cysts. Okay, That's what I bought. But guess what? She didn't. She didn't buy it. She became her own advocate. And not only did she become her own advocate, she turned it around so that the 100% responsibility, fourth question, how can you use your experience for the greater good? And she's done that. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Amy Medling is here to do just that. Welcome, Amy, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Oh, thank you so much, Lillian. And I just have to say what a beautiful mission you have and your theme song and this introduction. And you're absolutely right about how there's always sort of like a redemptive message in suffering, I think. And I'm really thrilled to be here to share my message.
Wonderful. And I'm glad that you're here, because as I was reading your book and I was learning more about PCOS, I thought, I still experience those symptoms. And so I am really excited. And for those of you who are listening or watching, I want to encourage you, the listeners, 407-373-5959. If you have any questions, if you hear yourself in the story, chances are you could look into this potential that might explain why you're feeling a certain way. So the number is 407-373-5959. Now, we're pre-recording this show, but we're also broadcasting live on Facebook. We'll both broadcast live on Facebook now and also when the show airs for the first time, because this is a new thing that we're doing. So Amy, thank you so much. Share a little bit about your background and what led you to your own advocacy.
Sure. So PCOS, as you said, it stands for polycystic ovary or ovarian syndrome. It's sort of interchangeable. It affects up to 20% of all women worldwide. Mm-hmm. And the really scary statistic is that 50% of those women don't know that they have it.
Yes.
And I was really dealt with a myriad of symptoms as young as like 15, 16, I was experiencing hair loss.
Okay, so let's continue that conversation. That was unfair of me to ask you a question so soon to the break. And we're going to continue our conversation with Amy off the air at Lillian's Radio Show. But we're going to continue our conversation at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right to the radio.
Right here waiting for you. With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. Today's teacher is Amy Medling. She is the author of Healing PCOS. Some people call it PCOS. Some people call it polycystic ovarian syndrome or polycystic ovary syndrome or disease or whatever. It's an important topic that affects both men and women. I say men because if you're dealing with a woman that has this condition, listen up, because you could help her if she's not listening alongside with you. So we're giving this book away. Be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959, and get a free copy of this book. And also, if you are watching currently at Lillian's Radio Show, at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook Live, then you be the 10th message that I receive, and you too will get this free copy. So if you need to send it, you know, just send it, and I will look at who sends the email first, and the 10th message that I get from you, you will win a copy. You can also, if you're not on Facebook Live and you're hearing this and you want to, you're at work and you're listening on your computer, just enter Lily at whenyouneedafriend.com and you can email me. So many different ways that you can win this book. Amy, thank you so much for being on the show today. This is an important topic. One, that I have this diagnosis and was told, oh, no big deal. Your ovaries produce lots of cysts. So let's talk about, what is polycystic ovary syndrome?
Sure. So it's the leading cause of female infertility. Mm-hmm. It's the most prominent endocrine disorder found in women. And as I mentioned, it affects up to 20% of all women. And the scary statistic is 50% of women don't know they have it. And it can lead to serious conditions like cardiovascular disease, endometrial cancer, type 2 diabetes. So it's something that it's really important to know that you have it. If you're, you know, listening in and you can resonate with some of these symptoms that we're talking about, it's important to get a diagnosis and start treating it. And my book is really all about treating PCOS through lifestyle change.
Okay. And that's the key thing, because when I was going through my, I was in my early 30s when I was told that I had not only PCOS, but I also had hypothyroidism by my endocrinologist, who had me checked by my my OBGYN. And my endocrinologist, I hear you say this is an endocrine issue?
Right.
My endocrinologist has never addressed this with me. Never. Yeah. Never.
That's not surprising. I mean, that's why it's so hard for women to get a diagnosis, because doctors are sort of treating the symptoms. And actually, many women with PCOS have hypothyroidism and even autoimmune thyroid, a condition called Hashimoto's thyroidosis. So I find that, you know, women, you know, you might go to your endocrinologist for, you know, blood sugar issues, or your thyroid, you go to a dermatologist for the acne and the hair loss, psychologist for the mood-related disorders, but nobody's really getting to the root cause of all of this array of symptoms, which for a lot of women, it's PCOS.
Okay, so you're not a medical doctor. You are a certified health coach. What kind of training do you have to be able to speak about, okay, what to do? Why should we listen?
Well, I am a woman who has really been able to heal my body from PCOS. And I've taught, at this point, thousands of other women through my online programs over the past 10 years. This is my 10th year anniversary of... Of starting PCOS Diva and starting, you know, the work that I have done. So, you know, I think that I come from it from a very different angle as, you know, a woman who's healed her body through lifestyle change. And what I mean by that is mindset, stress reduction, food, detoxification supplements. I mean, it's things that you're not really hearing about at your doctor's office.
And you became your own advocate, became your own medical detective, your own MD, and now you are able to share your story, and this worked for you. Again, this is Amy's truth, this is my truth, and it's up to you to be responsible to discover your truth. This is the show that hopefully will empower you to be your own advocate. I kind of got mad, I want to be honest with you, when I read that this is part of the endocrine system. That is the one thing that I go to a specialist for, is my for the hypothyroidism. And my endocrinologist knows that I was diagnosed. First of all, when I got the diagnosis of hypothyroidism and polycystic, my doctor said, you should look like an obese bearded woman from the freak show and the zoo or the circus, is what she told me.
Oh gosh, that's really, really upsetting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so when I went to, and she sent me to another doctor to deal with it, you know, and she said, you know, you don't look like it. You don't look like someone who has polycystic ovarian, and you don't look like someone who has a thyroidism and hypothyroidism. So let's talk about, what does it look like? What are the symptoms that people experience, and what makes this something that changes your body, your mood, everything about you?
Well, first of all, I will say that there is sort of this classic type of PCOS, yeah, which you described, but in fact, 30% of women with PCOS are lean, you know, I guess the term is lean sisters, mm-hmm, or thin PCOS. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, you know, we are overlooked. You know, I'm you know, in that category of women with PCOS as well. So the one important point to make is that PCOS is a syndrome, and it's an array of symptoms that present itself in a unique way for every woman. So, you know, some of the symptoms that we've talked about, you know, you might not experience hair loss or the hirsutism, but you might have, you know, excess weight or insulin resistance, which is a main driver of PCOS. Women with PCOS tend to have, you know, many different vitamin deficiencies. They tend to be low in B vitamins and vitamin D and magnesium and omega-3s. So the vitamin deficiencies can play a role in PCOS as well.
Sure.
But I think the way that a lot of women get diagnosed is when they're trying to get pregnant and they're not, you know, they're not ovulating, because anovulatory cycles and irregular menstrual cycles are kind of like a hallmark sign and is one of the diagnostic criteria. I had mentioned elevated androgens. That's another of the three diagnostic criteria. And then the final is polycystic ovaries as seen on an ultrasound. So if you right now have two out of those three criteria, then you would be diagnosed with PCOS.
Okay, so what is the difference between a syndrome and a disease?
Well, a syndrome is like an array of symptoms. It's not sort of a hard and fast presentation versus like heart disease, that you know you have heart disease or you know you have diabetes. I think that's what makes it so hard to diagnose, is because it is a syndrome and it's an array of symptoms.
Okay, so it's an array of symptoms that could be just about anything, right? And so so when we're talking about what is happening to our body, and I was looking at the FSH and the LS, and I was looking at all that stuff, let's talk about what is happening to the body that is manifesting all these conditions, and why are we making it worse by our lifestyle?
Right. So at the root cause of PCOS, there's three things going on. I write about this in the book. Mm-hmm. There's insulin resistance, inflammation, and hormone imbalance. So you know, for a lot of women who struggle, I mean, I think that there's a, every woman with PCOS has some level of insulin resistance, but those with, you know, more of the centralized obesity, you know, have more insulin resistance than, you know, women, women that are thin. And insulin resistance is basically when cells fail to respond normally to the hormone insulin. So you have chronically high levels of insulin in the blood, and that can cause, you know, lots of different PCOS symptoms, including the infertility, the obesity, the hirsutism, the hyperandrogenism can cause things like chronic fatigue, and immune system issues. Mm-hmm. Eating, disordered eating, that affects a lot of women with PCOS, and was something that I really struggled with early on. Lots of sugar cravings, because insulin is not regulated. So that's where lifestyle change can play a huge role in helping to heal that insulin resistance and become more insulin sensitive. So making sure that you're on, I advocate, like you, Lillian, a plant-based diet, you know, although I do think most women with PCOS need some clean animal protein to keep their blood sugar stable, but lots of healthy, you know, plant food, nutrient-rich food, and exercise is key, stress reduction, all of these lifestyle factors, key supplements, like inositols and berberine can help with insulin resistance.
Yeah, and I want to talk about supplements and all of that later on in the show. I want people to understand what is, you know, why do we get this? You talk about the root cause and you know, the hormones and all of that, but what causes it?
Well, there is definitely a genetic component.
Okay.
And, you know, if I look at my family history, my mother has PCOS, and she, in the 1970s, it was referred to as Stein-Leventhal disorder. And she actually had a ovarian wedge recession surgery in order for me to get pregnant. So there is a, and my sister has some signs and symptoms of PCOS, not presented in the same way that I do. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely a genetic component.
You can tell in your DNA, if you had your DNA tested, you'd be able to see if you have a
I don't know if they, we have tests that specific, like offered universally for that. Okay. Right now. I'm sure that that's coming. And also there's been some studies that show that it can be passed from, you know, your male relatives too. So, you know, you can get it from your dad.
You know, as you were talking about some of these symptoms, I'm thinking, can men get this? Because, you know, there's a lot of people out there, they don't have ovaries. So how is it that men have some of the same symptoms that women? Is this like sympathetic? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think it's you know, somewhat related to that insulin resistance and elevated androgens.
Very good. Okay. So for those of you who are watching on Facebook Live, you too can participate in this. Be the 10th messenger to send it to me. But if you are on the radio and you're listening or watching on YouTube, be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959, and win a copy of Amy Medling's Healing PCOS. And we'll continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Join us at whenyouneedafriend.com and at Lillian's Radio Show.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
FM 100.3 and AM 600 WBOB with our local 228255. Stay connected to WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says stay tuned for a big announcement today concerning the border with Mexico and the partial government shutdown. The president is expected to lay out the terms of a new compromise he's proposing that he believes could bring an end to the shutdown, which is now on day 29. The president's comments had originally been slated for 3 p.m. Eastern time. Now we're told they're being moved to 4 p.m. Again, that's Eastern time. One rescue official says survivors have told rescuers that up to 117 migrants may have died when a rubber dinghy capsized in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya. Navy says its airplane launched life rafts after it spotted the sinking boat on Friday with about 20 people still remaining on board. Major winter storm is forecast to impact areas of the Northeast and New England over the weekend. That includes Washington, D.C. A number of weather advisories remain in effect for the entire region. This is SRN News.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
WBOB is talk radio. There are a variety of ways to listen to WBOB. Streaming on the internet, on our mobile app, on 101.1 FM, and even on the AM dial. WBOB AM 600 is proud to broadcast all over the southeastern coast, from Georgia to Jacksonville to Orlando. No matter how or where you listen, WBOB is solid, reasoned talk radio. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Roads are looking pretty good around town. As for the weather, today's forecast, not half bad, partly sunny today. High into the upper 70s, but rain starts tonight. 100% chance of that. Breezy weather, low of 51 for tomorrow. Mostly sunny, high of 58. And then Sunday night, looking for clear skies, low of 34. For Monday, your holiday, sunny, high 53. Still hanging into 66 at AM 600 WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we are heard worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we learn from each other. Go through life with childlike wonder. Today's topic is about PCOS. This is just not a woman's show. This, if men, if you're listening, because you know what? 50%, it's split. 50% of men listen to my show. 50% of women listen to my show. So men, if you're listening, do yourself a favor, take notes, give the show to your significant other, the women in your life, because you may be able to help them from a much greater outcome. you know, because many women that have PCOS, listen, I know I have it, but I was told, oh, so your ovaries produce a lot of cysts. Oh, good for you. So that was my care. So let's take our health back. I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Become your own advocate by subscribing to the show. This is how you help me. This is free advice, free coaching, free whatever it is that you want to call it. And then it'll empower you to embrace a new truth that even you don't know, you don't know. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com, subscribe. And while you're in there, click on all the different icons and be like me, subscribe, share. Also go to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the YouTube channel. So this is what happens when you make this commitment of subscription. The show gets sent to you. So if you want the off the air, on the air conversation, you'll get the YouTube on the air, Facebook Live, you can get that on the air, off the air conversation, or you can do the podcast, which is, you know, just the radio show version. Off the air conversations, you do not get that. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com, and this is where we do the empowerment and the responsibility movement well. And one last thing I want to ask you to do when you're there on the site is that I want you to check out my sponsors. Without my sponsors, this show would not happen. And without the generosity of your spreading the words, this would not happen. So check out my sponsors, figure out ways that you can support them the way they're supporting the show. Also, you can always go to my Facebook page at Lillian's Radio Show and figure out when we're going to have a show live. Today, we are doing a pre-recorded show live on the air. Here we go. It's Amy Medling's book. It's Healing PCOS. It's a 21-day plan for reclaiming your health and life with polycystic ovarian or ovary syndrome. So with that in mind, be the 10th caller or texter at 407-373-5959. Also, you can be the 10th, the people that are watching the show that's being recorded on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. You can also send me a private message, and you will be able to win a copy of this book as well. Amy, thank you so much for being a part of this show. I really appreciate you being our teacher today.
Oh, I'm just thrilled to be here. And I just wanted to continue the conversation about, you had asked about where PCOS comes from. Mm-hmm. And we kind of talked about genetics. And, you know, I definitely think that things like environmental stimuli, like your diet, or these endocrine disrupting chemicals. And that's why it's so great to, you know, have clean, organic, you know, skincare, hair care, cleaning products, but they could sort of pull that PCOS trigger perhaps. But there's also the birth control pill. And when women come off of the birth control pill, they can often have signs and symptoms of PCOS. And, you know, whether that's sort of a true PCOS, you know, or it's just sort of this other kind of category, you know, I don't think we're really sure yet. But there's a great resource, this Dr. Jolene Brighton. She's coming out with a new book at the end of the month called Beyond the Pill. And she has a great system for detoxing from the pill. And you can often sort of reverse those PCOS symptoms.
Jolene, what's her last name?
Dr. Jolene Brighton.
We will reach out to her. Okay, Dr. Jolene Brighton, very good. You know, my registered service mark is you can take a pill, you can take responsibility. It's not that I'm against the pill, because I do take a thyroid pill. I do understand that short term, sometimes those things are needed, but long term, they cause side effects. So if you can do anything naturally to avoid or prevent or reverse, why not do that? So let's talk about polycystic ovarian. It sounds like to me, and as I was getting to know deeper into this plan, you know, is it that our lifestyle triggers it, or is it that the syndrome triggers our lifestyle? Which comes first, the chicken or the egg type of
thing? Gosh, I don't know. I can speak for myself. And I certainly, as a teenager, was eating your standard teenager diet, right? Yeah. The ice cream, cookie,
sure.
Like lots of refined carbohydrates and not a lot of nutrition. And I really think that that led to triggering my symptoms. I know that once I was able to kind of change my diet, and that wasn't really until my early 30s, that I was able to really shift the way that I feel and my symptoms through diet and supplements and herbs and stress reduction and lifestyle, that all of those symptoms, you know, disappeared. And now I'm thrilled to say that I don't really have PCOS on paper. If I go to my doctor and do my labs, you wouldn't know that I have PCOS.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So we go in, and I had a beautiful conversation with someone very special in my life who shared that she was diagnosed with PCOS, and she has not been able to have children. I said, well, you know, PCOS may not be the only thing that you need to be concerned about. You know, something like your cell phones emitting EMFs and something like your food and your drinks or plastic. But is that what's causing it? What do the doctors immediately do for people who want to have children and can't have children? Now PCOS becomes the reason as opposed to what can I do to eliminate that reason.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of women are told by their doctors that you have PCOS, you won't have children. And I was told that at age 17, that doctors would have to jump through hoops one day to get me pregnant. But I didn't really take that as my truth because
I knew that
my mother had fertility issues. And I figured if she could figure it out, I could. And that was such a blessing for me because I think that I don't want to minimize fertility issues, but I do think that mindset is so key. And if you've been told that you can't get pregnant and you believe that for your whole life, well, guess what? I see this happening with so many women
that
it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy.
Correct.
And again, I know that infertility is real and there's steps that we can take, but we have to start with mindset. For women with PCOS, the issue is that we're not ovulating as regularly as women without PCOS. And so much of that can be changed through lifestyle and diet. I think diet is always the first place to start. Making sure that you have exercise and stress reduction is so key. Mm-hmm. I mean, if your body thinks you're being chased by the proverbial tiger, you know, when you're being threatened, it's going to be difficult to be pregnant. So we have to work on stress reduction. There's key supplements like inositols that can help with fertility. And then there are pharmaceuticals like letrozole and Clomid, but now letrozole is considered first-line therapy as an ovulation inducer. I also think there's devices out there. There's a wonderful fertility monitor called Ovusense, and it predicts ovulation in women with PCOS with 99% accuracy. So you can start really gathering information about your body and your cycles.
Yeah, but you can also predict your ovulation by your body. There's things that your body that you've ovulated.
It's a little bit harder for women with PCOS because if you're looking at mucus, but the Ovusense monitor, it monitors your internal temperature, and it helps so many women with PCOS to really kind of figure out their fertility and to time things better. So I've seen a lot of help with that as well.
Yeah. So doctors are doing something more aggressive as opposed to saying, hey, you know, go, you know, reduce your animal proteins and or animal products and increase your vegetables and reduce your toxic exposure and all that. Doctors aren't saying that. They're just basically saying, okay, let's do surgery or let's do metformin or let's do, do you think that, you know, the intervention, the medical intervention that way is better or worse or, you know, just what is your recommendation for this?
Yeah. I mean, I think that I always think that looking for an integrative or functional medicine practitioner to help you, there's a wonderful doctor, Dr. Mark Slar. He's out in San Diego. He has online programs to help with fertility in all different aspects.
Wonderful. So. Wonderful to know. And the beauty is that there is hope. PCOS.
Yes, so much
there
hope.
Is hope. So we're going to continue talking about that hope when we return. 407-373-5959. We'll get you a copy of Healing PCOS. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at www.wemeetafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting.
Waiting for you. Ooh.
chats with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people. That's all.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. It's the fastest hour ever on Healthy Empowerment Radio. I want to encourage you to share that this show is on the air and on internet, Facebook Live, at Lillian's Radio Show. It's also on, you know, YouTube and podcasts. You name the podcast, I'm probably on there. So let's grow the show this year so we can all feel empowered to live the life that we want. Not somebody else's life, but the life that we want. So the book is called Healing PCOS, which stands for Polycystic Ovary Syndrome. And for those of you who don't even know what this is all about, this is what the show is, to dip our toe in it, not necessarily to talk about everything about PCOS, but if you hear something there, then you must become a diva. And you can go to PCOSdiva.com to learn a little bit more about Amy's coaching. She is a health coach, certified health coach. I'm a certified life coach. And so, you know, it's so funny. We go to someone because we want to figure out something on the total opposite. We think that that's the problem, but the reality is once you start digging, you take out your soul shovel and you dig, dig, dig until there's only truth, you find that there is a beautiful gift inside of it. And so that is what Amy's been doing. Amy, thank you so much for sharing your journey. And I would love for you to share your story of how the diva, the PCOS diva, came out of you.
Oh, yeah. So it has been really a long journey for me. As I mentioned early on, as a teen in my 20s, I really struggled with so many PCOS symptoms. I felt like I was living kind of a less than life. You know, I wasn't able to get off the couch many days because I had such chronic fatigue. But it was after I had two, you know, beautiful boys with the help of fertility drugs, as you know, I had mentioned earlier, Clomid. Mm-hmm. And I just could not be the mom and wife that I wanted to be. And I really had hit a roadblock because all that was offered to me at the doctor's office was the birth control pill and metformin, which is a diabetic drug used for women with PCOS. Yeah. And both of them made me horribly sick. And I realized that nobody was going to fix this for me, that I had to kind of take things into my own hands, and spent a lot of time researching on PubMed, looking for studies of like alternative therapies, and just became kind of the guinea pig and tried different ways of eating and different supplements. And over time found a lifestyle that really worked for me. And basically, long story short, my OBGYN saw the difference. She saw the lab values improve and wanted to know, you know, what I was doing. I shared with her what I was doing, and she ended up kind of on the side sending me patients' emails that couldn't tolerate metformin or the pill either. And I shared what I was learning, and they were improving. And I thought, gosh, I'm on to something. And I ended up going back to school to become a health coach, and started PCOS Diva now 10 years ago.
Oh,
and I ended up, after doctors told me I would never get pregnant, that I would never get pregnant without fertility treatments, I ended up at age 37 having a healthy little girl. And she was a surprise, but a beautiful surprise, and really started this mission of mine, because I knew she had that genetic predisposition for PCOS. And, you know, if she, God forbid, she does get it, she's now 9 now. So, you know, we're probably a few years away from,
I would say, I hope so.
But knowing that PCOS isn't the negative thing that I once thought it was, it's this opportunity to live life like a diva. And what I mean by being a diva is just really advocating for yourself and getting what you need. And when I started doing that, and it was just this real specific incident at a restaurant. Yeah. When I was making sure that I, you know, had a gluten-free meal with no inflammatory fats. And I was in a nice way being a diva. And that's when my husband said, gosh, when have you become such a diva? And it was an aha moment for me that I needed to take care of myself in order to be healthy and take care of those that I love.
Yeah. Aha moment. Did you go, aha, karate chop him? Or did you?
Yeah, pretty much.
A comment like that is like, okay, you're asking for it, buddy.
I know.
Okay. So, you know, here's the thing about what I talked about at the beginning of the show, how everybody has their own journey and everything has purpose. And I'm here to ask you, if you had to choose between your child going through the journey that you went through to figure out about PCOS, or you doing it, or you going through it, what would you choose?
Well, of course, you don't want to see your child suffer, but sometimes that's really when they're being refined. My oldest son went through a major medical crisis this summer and fall, and he has grown so much as a human being that, you know, you see that when we thought he was buried, he was really planted, and now he's blooming, just like I mentioned earlier. So,
but with PCOS, she's not starting from scratch. Like,
no, she is not.
Yeah, so you could look at that as a curse that happened to you. Like you said, you were planted to bloom, and so that is the point of all of us, that we're going through trials, that we're going through whatever it is. If you're going through it, and you go through it gracefully and look at the beauty and the blessing in it, your
yes.
children will also learn and grow with you. Mm-hmm. It's not just you. So let's talk about, you know, the PCOS Diva and the 21-day plan. What are some of the things we can eliminate? You talked about gluten. I mean, I don't eat gluten and dairy, and I haven't before I even knew that PCOS was affected by that as well. So let's talk about some of the things we can immediately eliminate.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, the first chapter of the book is all about mindset. So eliminating a lot of negative self-sabotaging thinking, I mean, that to me is the first step. And in the book, I talk about, you know, switching your mindset, because until you start thinking like a PCOS diva, you can't live like one. And it makes it hard to eat like a PCOS diva, which is the next chapter. Right. But yes, anything that it's inflammatory, you know, gluten, dairy, and then maybe even taking it a step further and finding out what your food sensitivities are. Mm-hmm. I know I found out recently that I was sensitive to eggs and was causing a lot of inflammation. So, you know, removing those inflammatory foods and eating an anti-inflammatory diet is really at the heart of the PCOS Diva plan. And before we went offline, we were talking about supplements, and no, we're not really able to get into all of the details about supplements, but just wanted to let listeners know that I have some free resource guides at my site, mm-hmm. For supplements and labs, the labs that you want to ask for. And then I have a great comprehensive guide called the PCOS 101 guide. And it really gives you all of the details if you've just been diagnosed, how to be a diva and advocate for yourself.
Well, again, this is like dipping our toe in an ocean. There's a lot of information. Again, PCOS is not the end all be all here. What we're looking at is changing our lifestyle, which is what we promote, a healthier mentality. You know, if you think it, you feel it, you do it. And so we're so obedient that if a doctor says to us, you can't have children, we won't have children. But how many people with PCOS have children? I'm one of them. And mm-hmm. And you're one of them. And I didn't use fertility because I didn't even know, you know, so it's the mindset is crucial.
Oh, it's so important.
And what I'd like to do is, if you have the time after the show airs, I want to continue our conversation and go into kind of a little bit more detail of the labs and the things like we need to add, like I asked for elimination, but add. You mentioned during the broadcast that that protein is crucial for people with PCOS, and there are people that are protein deficient. We're not talking necessarily about animal products, but tell us a little bit more about let me just hold off here. For those of you who want to continue this conversation off the air, I've seen that we're wrapping up now. Amy, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate your journey. We're going to continue later on. So thank you. And for those of you, 10th caller texter, Healing PCOS, PCOS, call 407-373-5959. It's time to take your health back. You know how to do it. You know how to do it. Please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day
ever.
Awesome. Okay, good job.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.
Questions. We have answers. WBOB, the answer.
Hey, it's Michael Savage. Join us weekday afternoons at 3 p.m.